This is 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour, presented by Churches of Christ and individual Christians promoting New Testament Christianity. Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Both the Old Testament and the New are rich in figurative language. Jeremiah writes of linen girdles, of broken pottery, of God's wine cup of fury, of bonds and yokes, and much more. All of Jeremiah's figures had meaning for the ancient Israelites. But we have to search history to learn their application to modern man. Once we have discovered their meaning, the book of Jeremiah comes alive for those who want to know the will of God. One of the many symbols in Jeremiah relates to 2 baskets of figs. These are Jeremiah's words. The Lord showed me, and behold, 2 baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord. After that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, the carpenters, and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. Jeremiah 24:1. You no doubt remember what occurred in Babylon's war against the nation of Israel. Nebuchadnezzar and the mighty Babylonian army invaded Israel and carried away some of the political leaders and skilled workmen, including carpenters and smiths. Jeconiah, elsewhere called Coniah and Jehoiakim, and some of his princes were among the captives. The term princes may refer to some of Jeconiah's advisors. God had earlier predicted that Babylon would conquer the Israelites, but apparently some of the Jews did not believe it would happen. In fact, they had been assured by some of the false prophets that only peace lay ahead. Both Jeremiah and Ezekiel warned the Israelites not to believe the false prophets, but the people did not listen until it was too late. In a vision, the Lord showed Jeremiah 2 baskets of figs that were set before the temple of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe. And the other basket had very bad figs, which could not be eaten because they were rotten. Jeremiah 24:2. I had never seen figs grow until my wife and I moved to Valdosta, Georgia in the early 50s. But I know about strawberries, apples, peaches, and other kinds of fruit. Is any fruit more delicious than the first strawberries to ripen? My brothers and I love to roam our strawberry fields in early May to find the first ripe strawberries. But we also know how horrible some of the late berries tasted. The same could be said of other kinds of fruit. Even though most of us know little about figs, we understand the meaning of the Lord's words to Jeremiah. But what lesson did the Lord intend to teach Jeremiah and the nation of Israel? Then the Lord said unto me, What do you see, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs. The good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad, that cannot be eaten. Jeremiah 24:3. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them who are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. Jeremiah 24:4-5. Is God saying that the good figs represent the captives who have gone into Babylon? That was precisely what he was saying. They were sent there for their own good. God was using the Babylonian army to discipline his rebellious people. God promised, I will set my eyes on them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. I will give them a heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. Jeremiah 24:6-7. What do the bad figs represent? They represent those people who would not comply with God's wish that they go into Babylon. The bad figs are those people who deserve to be punished for their misdeeds. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.